So we're talking about a big deal here. UK lawmakers want to ban crypto donations for political campaigns using an upcoming elections bill.
That's huge, right? Seven committee chairs are pushing this because they see cryptocurrency as a growing factor in how politics gets funded.
Exactly. The idea is that crypto can be anonymous, and some people worry about who's giving money and if it's coming from bad sources.
Right, transparency is key for democracy. If we don't know where the cash is from, how can voters trust candidates or parties?
And that's what they're aiming to fix with this ban. But here's another thing. This could impact younger folks who like using crypto.
Oh yeah, because a lot of Gen Z and millennials are into digital assets for donations. So if we restrict that, it might make them feel disconnected from the political process.
And then there's how people in the crypto world are reacting. Some want stricter rules to catch bad actors without banning everything. But others think a ban is too much of an overreach, stifling innovation and financial freedom.
So it's a classic balance act between safety and progress. As this moves through Congress or Parliament, stakeholders will need to talk it out. Lawmakers, parties, crypto companies. The outcome could shape not just UK politics, but how other countries handle crypto in their own political systems too. That should meet the requirements. Natural conversation, alternating speakers with correct tones, maintaining core info, using transitions smoothly. / think begin of box speaker 1. So we're talking about a big deal here. UK lawmakers want to ban crypto donations for political campaigns using an upcoming elections bill. That's huge, right? Seven committee chairs are pushing this because they see cryptocurrency as a growing factor in how politics gets funded.
Exactly. The idea is that crypto can be anonymous, and some people worry about who's giving money and if it's coming from bad sources.
Right, transparency is key for democracy. If we don't know where the cash is from, how can voters trust candidates or parties?
And that's what they're aiming to fix with this ban. But here's another thing. This could impact younger folks who like using crypto.
Oh yeah, because a lot of Gen Z and millennials are into digital assets for donations. So if we restrict that, it might make them feel disconnected from the political process.
And then there's how people in the crypto world are reacting. Some want stricter rules to catch bad actors without banning everything. But others think a ban is too much of an overreach, stifling innovation and financial freedom.
So it's a classic balance act between safety and progress. As this moves through Congress or Parliament, stakeholders will need to talk it out. Lawmakers, parties, crypto companies. The outcome could shape not just UK politics, but how other countries handle crypto in their own political systems too. End of box.